performer before the mini set, Ed Bennett, and he is a ROM regular. And we got some ROM folks coming out here tonight. It's great to see that we have cross-pollination between various open mics. That's the way the community makes its survival around here. I know that I like to go down to ROM, and I don't get down there enough. Anyhow, I think Ed will take it from here, and he will tell us what he's going to do and what it's all about. So let's put our hands together for Ed Bennett.
Thank you, John. My name is Ed Bennett, and I'm a walking minstrel. I like to make people laugh, so I go around telling stories, reciting poetry, telling jokes, singing songs. I can even entertain you on a piano. My only compensation is if I can put a smile on your face, a song in your heart, and a spring in your step. Someone once introduced me by comparing me with a box of chocolates. Said, with Ed, you never know what you can get. And this is my box of chocolates. The only problem is it keeps getting bigger and bigger because I keep adding to it. I got to tell you, though, I'm so excited to be here that all I can say is, hello, Colonial Inn! Tonight I'd like to entertain you with the song by Leroy Van Dyke. I'm sure you're all going to recognize it. Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are you going to give for them? I got a $600 down here, now 10, now 25, now 35, and now they're 50. Now 60, will you give me 60? Now 75. 75, another $85, another buy-in there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry. Gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder, now $30, 30. Well, you can be 30, make it 30 bidder, on a $30, will you give me 30? Gonna bid it at a $30 bid. $30 bidder, now 35. Will you give me 35 bidder, on a 35? Who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling biz both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn, just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid now, $40, 40, will you give me 40, make it 40, bid it on $40, will you give me, gonna bid it at a $40 bid. $40 bid now, 45, will you give me 45, make it 45, bid it at 40, 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid now, $50, 50, will you give me 50, make it 50, bid it on a $50, will you give me 50, gonna bid it at a $50 bid, $50 bid now, 55, will you give me 55, bid it at 55, bid it at 55, sold that hog for $50 bid. Hey, well, all right, sir. Open the gate and let them out and walk in, boys. Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are you going to get for them? I have a 25. I ought to get a 35. I got an hour 50. Make it 50. Made it longer 50. Now 60. Will you give me 60? Now 75. Now 85. Now 95. 100. Now 25. And a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 5 and a 6. Now 7 and now $800 and a buy-in there. Thank you very much, folks. You've been terrific.
Ed Bennett. Thank you, Ed. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.